I'm Joe Gangwish with this week's Ag Economic Insights. We're going to be joined by David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, also one of the co-writers at the blog at ageconomist.com. And David, as farm incomes decline and financial conditions erode, concerns about farmers' ability to repay farm debts mount a little bit. And our topic this week is farm loan delinquencies continue higher.
Yes, Joe, great to join today. And kind of all eyes have been on what's the farm credit situation look like? What does that ag lending situation look like? And the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank does a really great job of providing some sort of picture and help quantify what's going out there with the ag loan and ag credit sector. And what we've been seeing is that the farm loan delinquencies have ticked higher a bit at the end of 2016 with the latest data they released last week.
You've got some great graphics there on the blog at ageconomist.com. And David, let's start with non-real estate loans for farms out there.
Yeah, the first category that the Kansas City Fed has some discussion about is those non-real estate loans. Think about the equipment loans, livestock loans, the operating notes. Those loans are the first category, and they provided delinquency rate data going back for almost 30 years now. And what we saw in the latest data is that we have ticked higher, and that the delinquency rates at the end of 2016, in the fourth quarter, was about 1.5% of all loans were delinquent. That's up from about 1% in 15 and about 0.75% in 2015. So that's a bit concerning as we look at this, that this has trended higher. Not unexpected, but it's really important to keep in mind that 1.5% is below the long-run average. Over the last 29 years, that average was about 2.29%. So the uptick has been from an historically low level. So we're increasing there, but it's from the historically low level. And in fact, current levels are still low, especially compared to the 1990s. We saw levels around 2 to 2.25 throughout most of the 1990s.
A little bit of silver lining behind those numbers there. And let's look at farm real estate loans then. How did they trend?
Similar story there. We see an uptick in delinquencies. The delinquency rate for those loans at the end of 2016 was 1.78%. up from about 1.42% in 2015, so ticking up. Where we have seen a difference between the non-real estate loans and the real estate loans is the volume of delinquencies. So the volume of those farm real estate loan delinquencies has increased about 41%, while the volume of non-real estate loans, or the dollar value of those non-real estate loans, has gone up about 109%, so they've about doubled. So we're seeing a little more caution to be kept an eye on those non-real estate farm loans in the coming years.
Well, now, while the share of farm loan delinquencies, as you mentioned, increased on both loan types in 2016, what's important to keep in mind? Wrap it up for us.
Yeah, so the uptick has been from historically low levels. When we go back to 2014, those are the lowest levels that we had seen in 25-plus years. So our increase has been from a very strong point. The second point to keep in mind is that both of these metrics are below those long-run averages, and they're also well below levels that we sustained during the entire 1990s and early 2000s. So again, in the historical context here, there is a bit of a silver lining. The third point to keep in mind is a bit of a caveat here, is that conditions can change pretty fast. And between 2008 and 2009, we saw non-real estate farm loan delinquency rates double from about 1.5%, where we are today, to more than 3%. And that would start to get us to a concerning level. So right now, everything is worth keeping a close eye on for the next coming year or so, because these things can change pretty rapidly.
David Widmar is with AgEconomist.com, co-owner of AgEconomist. Economic Insights. You can learn more at ageconomist.com, of course. If you'd like to hear this program again, it's on the podcast page at ruralradio.com. For Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish.